Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, my Monday was just okay, but then I looked over at the phone and it says Cindy with like 5 exclamation points after it. So I think that might be our very special guest, Cindy Lauper. Boom, 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 boom. Cindy!
How are you, Sarah?
Oh, I am so...
It's her.
She just said my name. Cindy, I'm going to try...
And Vinny. You know, I got a cousin, Vinny.
I'm sure you do. And you're very New York. I remember that. Vinny. And I am absolutely... What's that?
She really does have a cousin, Vinny.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So, Cindy, you're on tour as we speak, and you have a show coming up here in the Bay Area on the 26th. That's at the Chase Center.
Yes.
So, yes. And this is a farewell tour, which is, you know, it's
absolutely
hard.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is it. You want to see me? This is my goodbye. And it's my gift. It's actually it's like a bucket list I always wanted to do. So I'm doing it now while I can because I'm strong. And I wanted to say thank you and bring people together and let's have a party. Bring, you know, wave your freak flag, let your freak flag fly. And
we do that here a lot. Yeah.
And be happy. Mm-hmm. I do it too.
You still have a lot of tour left, though. It's a nice long farewell tour because I saw a bunch of Europe dates. I mean, you're doing the whole world.
I'm saying goodbye, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like too soon to say goodbye, Cindy?
Oh, hell no. I'm 71. I'm 71. I'm singing and dancing, running through an arena. I think it's a good time. I've been working on musicals and writing music, and that takes a long time, as you know. And then I got sidetracked just writing musicals, and I've been working on Working Girl, the musical, the adaptation of the movie. And I've been doing that quite a lot and have not focused on me and music that I've done. And I just decided that they put out the Let the Canary Sing film, which I did with Allison Elwood. She was the director. It's her film, but it's, they want to do a documentary. And then after that, they was like, well, why don't you go out on tour? And I said, well. And then I said, okay, let's do it. If I'm going out, I'm going out big. And so it's kind of an artist collective. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. I haven't done an arena tour since 86.
Oh, is that right?
That's incredible, actually.
No, I mean as the headliner, not the bridesmaid. I'm always the bridesmaid, but now I'm the bride. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm excited. I'm going to be playing with Trixie Mattel. And she's, to me, a really wonderful artist. When you listen to the music, it's really good. And I'm excited that I get to have support groups that I actually listen to the music. I think that this will be, just a celebration to bring people together.
We're talking to Cindy.
I'm
so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're talking to Cindy Lauper.
No, I feel bad. I'm sorry.
What I wanted to ask you, because I was in school in the 80s, and you were a hero to
me,
to
so many people,
all the girls of like that, and to be a hero on that level, and to have had the length of career you have, and then to have a sort of farewell tour subject come up, there must be a lot of pressure and some maybe trepidation in you. Like, I don't know that I want to go out on tour for 8 months and face all of that fandom? Was there, what did that entail in terms of you deciding? Must have been a lot.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I'm sorry. I just went, yeah, all right.
No. What happened was I was able to do this tour with Live Nation, and I started describing, you know, what I always tried to do. I mean, you know, especially in San Francisco, you guys, you see me come out in a gorilla suit, you know, taking the gorilla head off and saying, well, maybe you haven't, but maybe some of the listeners have, you know, and Pride doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And even going out on tour and holding the car light and, you know, just holding the disco ball and swinging it, you know. But now I was able to work with a creative director, and I'm so grateful that I was a guy named Brian Burke. And, you know, we started by just going to museums. And I've always loved performance art. And I always wanted to combine performance with music. I mean, I did that on the American Music Awards a long, long time ago. You know, I talked him into building a shoe piece, you know. I have a thing about shoes. What can I tell you? Well, yeah, and then the kinky boots, you know, when Javier said...
Actually, as soon as you said that, I'm like, it's got to be the kinky boots thing, right? Go on.
No, it's not. I mean, if you look at the back of my first album cover as a solo artist, you might see a shoe that I created. so it's always been, I've been painting shoes. And anyway, so at this point, it was an opportunity to collaborate with artists. I mean, really amazing artists like Daniel Wurzel has a piece in this show, and Yayoi Kusama has a piece in this show. And I am humbled and grateful to these artists to let me perform in this. And she has an amazing quote, and I always get it wrong. I wrote it down so I would remember that Yayoi had said that was so inspiring about she takes the energy of the universe and transforms them into dots and releases them into the sky with love. And that's a rough quote because I don't have the piece of paper in front of me, but
I wrote it down and then I set it on my dresser.
Yes, of course I did. Right. And then I took the paper from the dresser and put it in my pocket. And I don't know which pocket that was. No. Well, there it is. And, you know, so for me, this is a really exciting artist collective. I have a wonderful band. They're artists, too. The people that help build the show are artists. The artistic director, he's an artist, too. And it's to me, it's a once-in-a-lifetime. It's a bucket list, and I put it together to say thank you to everyone who's followed me through all the twists and turns. I mean, am I leaving music forever? Oh, hell no. I'm doing Working Girl. That's going to La Jolla in the fall of 25. And in the spring of 26, it's going to Broadway. I'm not leaving music.
Nice.
I'm just leaving, packing, unpacking, getting on a bus or getting on a plane or, you know, those kind of things.
We're speaking with Cyndi Lauper, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun tour, November 26th at the Chase Center. This is a farewell tour. There are still some tickets available. And you're nowhere near done with this thing. It's ongoing. And it is actually surprising because you mentioned like the Broadway stuff and Kinky Boots and now the Working Girl thing that you're doing the music for. Like that is, you are busy. It, you know, this is definitely, and you said that you haven't even done a big tour like this since the 80s, which I find kind of incredible. Like this is,
Well, I mean, I've been opening for people in arenas. I'm the rah-rah sis boom-ba guy. But now I'm just doing it for the show. That's it. I mean, but we have Trixie Mattel, who's really fantastic. And I'm very proud to have Trixie on the show with us. And, For me, it's a celebration. It really is. And so, I think at this point, when I saw Kinky Boots, and at the end of Kinky Boots, I saw the people leave so happy, I thought that right now, at this time, it is a good time to bring people together to make them happy. A little happy pill. Make you feel nice. Happy. And have some art, you know, in front of you. So visually, you're stimulated. Emotionally, you're stimulated. And you leave joyful and hopeful. That is my mission here.
Cindy, we actually were talking about you earlier on the show about how excited we were to have you on, and we threw it out to our listeners. Like, if you've got a question, something you always wanted to know from Cindy Lauper, text it to us. So we have a couple of those here.
Well, one of the texts that came through sort of was about this girl. What, you were her hero when she was six, and she saw you live for the first time, and that's kind of what I was getting at with the. There's a lot to live up to out there, as these people have been your fans for many years. I don't want to put a number to it, but it's a beautiful thing. So here's a few others that people wrote in. One of them is Trixie Mattel is a drag artist. So Cindy's mentioned that a couple times, and that's who. I love you, Cindy, in the movie Vibes. Please ask her what her favorite part of that movie was.
You know, I think it was the tango. Okay, I think the tango was a really funny physical thing to do. And also when I went into a trance and started singing this song that, this is what happens when you get older. Who's the actress with Susan Sarandon in...
Gina Davis.
Oh, come on. Now, yeah, Gina. Gina was dating Jeff at the time, and she taught me this little song. Oh. It was some Swedish song, and I started singing it because the bad guy was Swedish, and I was a psychic, so I channeled his mother, and I started singing it, and then I had to make myself stiff as a board because then... Him, Jeff, and Peter Falk picked me up and carried me out like a cardboard,
like a cutout of yourself. Cutout. That's hilarious.
And it was pretty funny.
It's actually hard to hold yourself like that.
No, but, you know, I was able to do it. And I think that those little parts were so amazing to actually do. You know, any time that you could do something physical is that is funny, you know, because I always looked up to like Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett, and I watched that growing up, and even Cher in her show did a lot of physical stuff. And so, you know, I just thought that was funny. And also to address the first thing you talked about, the six-year-old girl, I am not 30 years old anymore, or 33 or 35 or even 50. I'm 71. I go out every night and I give it everything I have. I just leave half of me or most of me on that stage because sometimes people, it's the first time they're going to see you or the last time. So whatever you want to give, you want to give your best. And I do. I work out. I do PT. I do weights. I do yoga. I do aerobics. And I do an hour and a half of vocalization during the day before the show so that I'm warmed up and that I can sing the way I want to, not just the way I can. But when you go out, you can't think. If you think and you have a third eye, then you're done. Then it's all calculated. So I try to do this big show and still make it personal. And I think it's been working, but I always try my best. So to live up to, you can only be the best of who you are now. And that's what I do.
Cindy, it is just an honor to talk to you. Cindy Lauper, the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Tour. It's a farewell tour, November 26th at the Chase Center. Tickets are available. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Cindy Lauper, everybody.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Bye.
The show is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's right around the corner. If you're looking for something to do over the holiday week, that's certainly something.
Definitely. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back right after this on Alice.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at
97.3.
Whoa.
You're rocking out over there.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's Last Night of the Eras Tour. Every day. You can get in the running for these by listening to us on the free Odyssey app. That's the way. We want you to listen on the Odyssey app. So we have these great contests for you. If you log an hour a day, 5 minutes here, 20 minutes there, every time you do an hour, you get a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift on the final stop in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and a two-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Alice in Winterland all this week at 5.05 p.m.
Hey, Janie.
Hi, Jane. Listen for the... She's here, by the way. She's in the building. So is our big boss. He's here, too.
All right.
Listen for the keyword to win tickets in the first five rows to our sold-out Alice in Winterland, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, in theaters December 20th. They had coming attractions for Sonic 3... In the movie I watched Saturday night, the Christmas pageant movie.
When you went to the actual
and
movies.
Sonic looks great.
Oh. Have you seen the other ones?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, no, I was
Jim Carrey is...
He's Sonic?
No, but he's the nemesis in Sonic.
Oh.
He's great. And I can't figure out, like, Jim Carrey, he only does this now. Like, there's no other Jim Carrey movies.
It's true. I haven't seen him in anything.
It's amazing. You're going to love it. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in theaters on December 20th. Anyway, today at 5:05, fifth row tickets, Tuesday, fourth row, Wednesday, third, Thursday, second, and Friday, front row tickets to Alice in Winterland featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. The show is December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. And again, you need to listen to Jane at 5:05 to get in on those tickets.
Janie, she's got your tickets.
Okay. Cold, clear, 50s today. Mm. Huge storm on the way end of week. So if you're going to be traveling, you'll want to keep an eye on that. If you're going to be going to the mountains, you're going to want to keep an eye on that. You may need chains. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll keep an eye on it for you and keep you up. 49ers lost yesterday in the final minutes. Where there we were. It was a win. It was a W. Let's lock it in. Yeah. What? And then
Mountaineer great.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it.
Monday Night Football tonight. Houston versus Dallas, 5:15.
Yuck. Bum, 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 bum,
let's see here. Oh, and Cyndi Lauper. That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah. It was a good time.
If that's you who it, you heard.
You can catch it on the podcast.
Yeah.
She, you know what? Her voice is just so recognizable. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that New York thing that she's got.
Yeah. It's very New York. That's why when
great.
She said, I have a cousin or whatever she said about Vinny, I was like, I'm sure
Vinny.
You do because right. That's very, she's very New York. Anyway, I wanted to mention this real quick. I know the holidays are like, they're coming hard and fast. And maybe they haven't snuck
they're
up
here.
On
they're
everybody,
basically here.
But they've snuck up on me. I'm going to have Maddie.
He was on the show.
Yeah. He's going to post this if he can. Okay. I don't know if he can. Five Berea holiday destinations for a day of festive fun.
Oh.
So I thought, okay, this would be good for people to see. This is in the Merck News this morning. Christmas in the Park in San Jose. Christmas on the Island in Alameda.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
What's going on? What do they do there? What happened?
I don't know. It's my first year on the island,
well,
but I'll be
around,
there.
Mister.
Christmas on the Island in Alameda.
Yeah, baby.
Bet you Jane will be able to tell you. It's all about
probably.
Neighborhood.
Let's see. The Christy Yamaguchi Holiday Ice Rink in San Ramon.
Ah, well.
Wasn't that here in the city for a while?
It used to be by the Embarcadero Center.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also the Union Square, but I don't know. Was specifically Christy Yamaguchi over
Christy Yamaguchi did
Embarcadero?
One by the Embarcadero. That's the one I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know if they have skating set up there anymore.
But they're
I
now
think
saying
they do.
It's now saying it's San Ramon. And then as far as the one in Union Square, we went to that last year. We came here to this building, parked, and went. And you got to be signed up well in advance.
Oh, so don't just show up there and be like, oh, I'd like to rent some skates.
Let's do this. And they went, oh, we're sold. We've been sold out forever.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Sorry about it.
Winter Lodge in Palo Alto. And again, all these things will be posted on our Facebook page. And Dickens Christmas Fair in Daly City.
So wait.
There's five festive things to do in the Bay Area.
Super fun.
And you're doing, what did you do? Did you go do that?
No, that Filoli?
Yeah.
That's after Christmas when my sons are home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that is happening now. Like, I think that's open now if you want to check
Filoli.
It out. Filoli.
I don't know what that is.
It's like just the name of some mansion.
I jumped out of this story, and I know that I don't need to recap the whole freaking thing, but I just thought, oh, geez, I really didn't, you know, exit very cleanly from the things about our marriage proposal we'd like to change.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just want to repeat this real quick that many people say that they loved their proposal. Half. Say, I wouldn't change a thing. The other half say, I'd change the location, the delivery. Like, did you get down on one knee or not?
Oh, right.
I did. It sounds like Maddie did. I feel like that's tradition, but who knows? Maybe many people are like, you don't.
Oh, maybe.
Did John?
Yeah.
He did. Having friends and family involved. It doesn't say if you would wish you hadn't had them involved.
Maybe it's depending on what you had, you wish you hadn't.
Right. The weather, which, you know, that's, what are you going to do about that?
The weather happens.
I mean, when that guy stole my seat on the cliff top while the sun was setting, it was an audible moment. Do I move to a different spot and keep going? Or do I try to get her down here again some other night? I just went, I'm just going to go over here around this corner and a little side of the cliff.
That's a pretty sunset.
It's a little Billy Goaty. The way I got to kind of get on one knee and I'm on the side of a, perched on the side of a cliff. It could have been.
It's like, I'll go out on a cliff edge for you.
Yeah, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to get on one knee on a cliff edge. And I did. And she said yes. So it all, you know.
It all worked out. Now you've been married, well, I mean, at least 7 years, right?
I don't know how long.
2017. No.
It was
2019.
It was 19.
So you've been married 5 years.
Despite all the different things that could have gone right or wrong, the average person would give their proposal an A-.
Oh, really? We think a lot of ourselves, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
If you put in the effort, good for you. I'm sure it was an A+. Or an A- or whatever it was.
Have you spent any time today wishing you were somewhere else?
Have I?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You have?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm dying to get to New York.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a little exchange with my kid earlier. I'm like, oh, only 4 more wake-ups.
This is all Riley?
Yeah.
He's the one that stays in touch the
most.
He's
the one, I'm on a thread with all of us.
Uh-huh.
But the only one who talk on the thread are Riley and me.
Oh.
Riley and I.
A poll found the average person spends 40 minutes a day wishing they were somewhere else or thinking about their next vacation.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
People do that. Yeah,
that's you.
Yep.
New York.
That's me. New York. I got to get over there to New York. Yo, yeah.
As the weather gets colder, we think about it even more. The average person in winter, 46 minutes a day wishing you were somewhere else. Top 10 places we'd like to be: the beach, on a road trip, in the mountains, on an island, camping.
An island.
On an adventure of any kind.
Just any kind, yeah. I like to be on a caper.
You like to be on a caper?
Yeah.
What?
That's a thing in our family that we always say, you know, when you're on vacation, you got to just like let things happen and roll with everything and let it turn into a caper. Like when you wind up having a run to get to catch something to get over to a...
Isn't a caper... Define caper for me.
Like, just a small adventure. Like, a fun, small adventure. A caper.
Oh, I think of a caper as more like a crime.
Yeah,
like
I do
you're
too.
Stealing something.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll look it up.
I don't think of it like that. Maybe we did steal something, and that was our caper.
What does it say?
Wow. An activity or escapade. Typically one that is illicit or ridiculous.
Yeah.
Caper. Oh.
Well, illicit, though, that would mean, you know, something bad. But like a caper would be streaking through the quad. Like, I think that's a caper.
You guys are going to streak.
We don't do that. We don't streak.
We're going streaking. Family.
But we always, we love to have a caper. Okay. We love ones. In fact, like the kids will take a video like, oh my God, look, I'm on a caper. You know, when they snuck into like an art to some author that Riley likes, they managed to sneak into his
signing. So that is
signing.
Illicit.
That was illicit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And he sent video. He was like, oh, look, we had a caper.
I snuck into an autograph signing from an author.
Yeah. They got there and they didn't know that they had to like pre-register or get tickets.
Oh.
Listen, you know.
Kids are wild.
Take your capers where you get them.
Oh, listen, I think he's a good kid.
He is a good kid. He's good. He's not a kid anymore.
Snuck into an author's book signing. That is.
That kid, wow, he's out on a limb there.
He's really going for it.
Yeah.
At a theme park, they say these are the, you spend 40 minutes in the winter 46 wishing you were somewhere else. Camping on out on an adventure or caper.
Yeah, a little caper.
At a theme park, at a cultural or historical location. When you're daydreaming, you're at a, okay. At a festival, concert, or sporting event, or somewhere that involves a really good food.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is what we're daydreaming about.
In I
particular,
love daydreaming.
On a Monday.
That's super fun.
Yeah. There you go. Winterween is real.
What does that mean? It gets smaller?
Yeah. Winter ween.
Well, that's why they call it winter ween summer sausage.
Could reduce you. Could you? They say this is the headline.
All right.
I'm kind of cleaning it up for the air, but
okay.
Winter ween could reduce you, your man size, up to 50%.
Oh, that's horrifying.
I can't afford
even
that.
When it's like fully involved.
No, I
in
don't
the
think
party?
That that's the case.
Okay. You're mine, just saying we to look at it, it's shriveled up because it's so cold and just
I definitely
gave up.
Have like I've been at the water the other day and the air, the whole thing at daybreak, at light, first light going out, it was so cold. And then you get in the water and it's even colder. Mm-hmm. And then you get out of the water and you're freezing and you're still blowing the, you know, whatever that.
It's the steam, right?
I think of it vapor, as smoke, but it's not smoke. I mean, I just like to fake smoke because I can't smoke anymore. I do that on the walk back to the car. Anyway, I'm just saying that.
I can't believe you didn't go hot from the hot tub. If you're all cold like that.
Well, because I had to make breakfast. I was trying to tell you the story. I don't know where I went.
Well, you went and you made burritos.
Yeah.
Egg burrito. But why didn't you bring it out there and then go, I'm coming in. Get in the tub.
You know, it's funny that you say that because Christina was like, I thought you were going to hang with me. And I go, well, I got to make the other kid just woke up. I got to make her something different because she won't eat eggs. So I was actually trying to let mom
have
a moment, and help out since, honestly, I'm nowhere to be found Monday through Friday mornings. Mm. Nowhere.
That's nice of you.
You know how we are.
We're gone.
We're gone before. And we hear them sleeping.
Yeah.
As we're leaving.
Yeah. And we creep around the house to try to not wake anybody up.
You know what's weird about that?
What?
I don't know if your kid... Did your kids have to keep like sound going and also lights on?
No.
I
don't put up with that.
And I, you know, they got like... you don't put up with that? Is that what you said?
Like, there can be no lights. There can be no sound.
Wow.
There's sound. There's lights on. It's a whole freaking thing. Yeah. And then when they go, I want to do an overnight at so-and-so's house, I think...
Okay, see it midnight.
With all the things you need to get through the average night, how are you going to go? And they do. They've never called for home.
That's good.
Never, not once, but I still don't get it. Hmm. If you don't need it there, why you need it here?
It just, you know, give kids what they want to make them go to sleep. Unless it's annoying you, and then tell them no.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The caper story is a subgenre of crime fiction. The typical caper story involves one or more crimes. Yeah, I don't know why I thought of a caper as a crime, but, you know, clearly the definition doesn't include.
It says illicit, though, so that, you know, that could be a crime. If you had a small crime, like if I, you know, snuck in someplace and, you know, stole something and then took off and climbed out a window, like that's a caper.
Filoli says 650 was the mansion in Heaven Can Wait, Dynasty, and other movies. Melissa in Menlo Park on the app.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. I mean, it's fun just because you get to walk around in this mansion. And it is it's humongous. Like, the kitchen is unbelievable. It goes on and on and on. You're like, oh my God, every one of these kitchens is the best kitchen I've ever seen.
415 says, what would I change about my proposal? The chick I proposed to. I'm sure it's mutual.
Oh, bro. Wow.
No offense, but you know.
That's funny.
Broken marriages.
Oh, hilarious. Broken marriages.
Very rarely do you hear those people that are like, no, we're best friends. Everything's fine. It was just, you know, we'd become buddies and we just decided to stay buddies and go find other people that we're romantic about. All right. No one was hurt in that exchange, huh?
Yeah. You know, the problem with that is that then somebody falls in love with somebody outside the marriage and then you have to break up because they're like, you can't be continued to be married to that person. Like, it's either us or it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no way I could be in my marriage and she could say, you can go hump other people. I would hump someone and then
come
be like,
on home for dinner.
I really like humping this new person though. Like,
well, you'd hump her every day, but then you got to come home and see your kids. And
yeah, but then
I'm going to tell you about my boyfriend that I've got now.
I don't want any of that. This is too messy.
I agree.
It's far too messy. No. Thank you for the Cyndi Lauper interview. Love.
Oh, good.
415 says, Cyndi is a goddamn national treasure.
She really
is. You didn't have to GD, but then again, I didn't have to read it. So, you know.
We're all in this together.
I'm going solo to see Cyndi Lauper at the Chase Center. Longtime fan and my first time getting to see her. Bucket list check.
Yeah. I'm super bummed I'm going to be in New York when she's here because that is a show I would go to see.
Yeah, I think that it's cool. It's hard to hear her say, though, like, I'm 71. I've had to, she's like, you know how we've heard about.
She's like, I'm strong. I do PT.
Taylor Swift had to do tons of stuff to be able to do her three-hour show, but she's 30. Is she even 30 yet?
Yeah, she's maybe 33 or 4, I think.
And we saw what older people going out and trying to do young people things can look like at the Tyson fight.
Oh, yes, that's a good example.
But luckily, no one's going to be trying to hit Cyndi, and she seems to have, right. You know.
Or trip her. They try to keep everything out of her way, the whole thing. Oh, she's 34, Taylor is.
Oh!
Yeah, it's time for her to start having babies, Travis.
You didn't just say that.
I did just say that. I'm saying, if she's going to have one, now that her tour is ending, like, this is when it's going to happen. Or she saved her eggs. Or she doesn't want kids. That's possible.
Is it?
Possible and perfectly okay.
Too. Oh, I agree with you. Believe me, I've been talking to my girls like, don't fall for it. You get to do whatever you want
in
this life.
You don't have to marry. You don't have to have kids. But you do have to call your mom on the regular.
Is it time to play a game?
Oh, no.
All right, boys. Vinny V. Maddie. Maddie, you're first.
All right.
Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell. Dead or alive?
You know what? You said all those different ways I would know this person, and I still don't know this person.
Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell. Dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
I'll go alive.
He's alive. 74 years old, Mr. Belding.
I must admit, that was a guess, but.
Next up.
Also a point.
Also a point. Sorry, all right, Vinny, you're first. Kim Wilde with an E at the end. Biggest hit, We're the Kids in America. Dead or alive?
She's alive.
I'm also going to say alive.
She is alive. She's only 64. Alan B. Shepard Jr., America's first man in space. Is he, Maddie, dead or alive?
I'm going to say alive.
Dead.
He's dead. Vinny, you're 3 for 3. He would be 101 today if he was still alive. Next up, and this one's you, Vinny. Kevin Nealon, former SNL cast member, Doug on Weeds.
He's alive.
Very alive.
He is very alive. And finally.
He's probably pissed that he's in that question.
Well, he is 71.
So he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought, oh. What?
71. Right.
And finally, Linda Evans, Crystal Carrington on Dynasty, dead or alive? And Vinny, Maddie, you're first.
I'll say she's alive.
I also will say she's alive.
She is, and you went 5 for 5.
Thank
Vinny,
you.
Vinny, you have won.
Caviar Del Pueblo rides again.
Good Bye. Make sure you listen to Jane this afternoon at 5:05 for your next chance. This is for fifth row Alice in Winterland tickets. Tomorrow it'll be for fourth row. You see how this is working? By Friday, you're in the front row. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.